Generally, when the grown people in the neighborhood were gone far out into the fields to labor, the children assembled together in some of the neighborhood's premises to play. And commonly, some of us would get up a tree to keep a lookout for any assailant or kidnapper that might come upon us. For they sometimes took those opportunities of our parents' absence to attack and carry off as many as they could seize. One day, when all our people were gone out to their works as usual, and only I and my dear sister were left to mind the house, two men and a woman got over our walls, and in a moment seized us both. And without giving us time to cry out or make resistance, they stopped our mouths and ran off with us into the nearest wood. Here they tied our hands and continued to carry us as far as they could till night came on, and we reached a small house where the robbers stopped for some refreshment and spent the night. We were then unbound, but were unable to take any food. And being so overpowered by fatigue and grief, our only relief was sleep, which allayed our misfortune for a short time.